The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
8 a.m. Central Time for those of you joining us at Broadcast Central. It's 8 a.m. Might be 9 if you live on the East Coast, 7 if you live in Mountain Time, 6 if you live in Pacific Time. You do the math. I know it's Monday morning. Dave, I haven't had my cup of coffee yet. All right, I get it. I'm at cup number two. It's okay. For those of you that are watching on our video live stream, you can see this lovely lady that's here. She is an author, an intuitive spiritual healer, movement therapist, and teacher, a master's degree in English from none other than Pachtika and Harvard Yard. She studied traditional naturopathy, plant and herbal medicine, and shamanism. Shamanism. Okay, I'm all ears now. She lives in Florida with her husband and three boys, where she works with nonprofit organizations to heal trafficked and exploited children. She has a website, BriannaLadapo.com. That's Brianna with two N's. Absolutely. Good morning. Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, we're trying to make sense of all of this stuff here, too, because we've had this other lovely lady that you may be aware of here. I'm going to hold her book up to the camera so you can see her.
Oh, yes, my friend Lee.
She sent me this book, and I'm just like, oh, God bless you. you know, there's so many people in the fight right now because of this nonsense with 7.5 million people coming in through our southern border, and all of a sudden it's like, where are those 80,000 kids at? You know, you got a pulse on this thing, and now you wrote a book about it, and it's basically Emerging from Darkness and Healing Traffic and Exploited Children, a Spiritual Memoir and Guide Back to the Light, available on Skyhorse Publishing in hardcover, also available as an ebook for those of you who dare to traverse on the internet and find it and buy it. It went on sale in July 27th of this year for $20. So it's not one of these. Yeah, please, if you go on Apple and you find it on Apple for $900, don't buy it. we've had some authors that are coming on now, Brianna, telling us that their books are being ridiculously marked up, so it discourages people from buying them. It's just another means of censorship, is make it look unaffordable. So they'll go, I'm not paying that money for that book. They don't bother to look, you know. So we're just kind of like, you had a mission, and I know, you know, I got a copy of the book and I opened it up and I go, oh, nice cover. Where's the book? So it's like, okay, I'm at a loss here as far as content. But, you know, here's the thing. You apparently, because of the fact you're a gifted healer, you reawakened your gifts. And this encounter, apparently, with this gifted healer taught you how to truly free yourself from your trauma and experience a life that you love, invulnerable to programming, fear, shame, or external influences. This reminds me of the cults back in the 70s and 80s, where they had people called deprogrammers running around, snatching them and tying them to a chair and doing everything but waterboarding, you know, just bombing them with information, trying to change their mind. It doesn't work like that, does it?
No, I'm afraid not. And we would need quite a lot of deprogrammers today if we were to attempt to undo the level of programming that and indoctrination that has been foisted on this population. Absolutely.
All right. So, yeah, but what got you? Let's first off talk about the encounter. What got you on the path in the first place to do this?
Oh boy, that we'd need a 4-hour show, but the shortest.
Oh, I'm all ears.
Well, in a nutshell, I was born into a deeply religious, warring family. My mother's side was fundamentalist Protestant, and my dad's side was fundamentalist Roman Catholic, to the extent that they all thought that everyone outside their congregation was going to hell. And I was born into this family, a relatively odd child, hearing angels, having strong intuition, having visions. And as a kid, you know, you define the world through your own experience. So I had no idea this was strange. And I was freely talking about it to my deeply religious family, who promptly told me that I must be the work of the devil. And that that's a lot for a little kid. So that was the beginning. And ultimately, they wanted to fit in. They were my family and I loved them. So I started making myself smaller. I wanted to be unobjectionable, more acceptable. So I stopped talking about all of that. I started ignoring my intuition. I started pretending that I didn't see what was coming. And when I turned my light out, really bad things started to happen. And I went through many years of darkness, lots of abuse, particularly sexual abuse, lots of really bad situations. And that ultimately led me to a place where I decided I would never marry, never have children. I wanted nothing to do with humanity. But of course, God had other plans. And so in 2004, I got stuck on a plane in Hurricane Charley and met the man who is now my husband, Dr. Joseph Latipo, still my favorite person after nearly 20 years.
Now, wait a minute. Are we talking about the same guy that's the Florida Commissioner of Health?
That's my sweetheart. Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, I'm looking at the credits here, and I'm going, wait a minute, Joe. This can't be the same Joe. It is the same Joe. Oh, my God. The Florida Commissioner of Health that is saying, no more masks, no more mandates, no more any of this garbage. I'm like, man, after my own heart. Because, see, I lived in Florida, and I went through all of that when it first happened. I was still a card-carrying news person for a radio station in Northport, and I'm telling you, this is you are talking, you're preaching to the enlightened already after watching everybody capitulate to the lines of people that were taking the jabs, and how many of my friends dropped dead after that. And now here you have your own back channel, backstory about all of these things that happened to you, and how many of you out there can actually relate to the childhood that Brianna went through with parents that had you under thumb and ridiculed you and told you you didn't have an opinion, told you you were stupid, yours, of course, told you that you must be from the devil. You must be motivated by Satan. And then you had to live with that guilt trip, and the parents put you on a guilt trip, and the next thing you know, you become a victim. How many of you experienced that? I mean, this is where we're going with this, right?
And actually, my husband also experienced a very similar story. I don't think he'd mind my mentioning it since he has a book out as well about it, but he went through a lot of sexual abuse as a child, also a deeply religious upbringing. We had an extraordinary amount in common when we met, which I do think was by design because both of us were just an absolute mess and had pretty much decided not to take part in society. We were on career paths, had no interest in relationships. But thanks to him, I do now believe in soulmates. We've been together ever since. That turned out to be a very fateful plane ride, actually. We were leaving the Virgin Islands that morning when Hurricane Charley was just a tropical storm. And it was supposed to be a quick hop back to JFK. But of course, the storm followed us up the coast. We ended up having to reroute to Newark Airport. We ran out of gas. We made an emergency landing on the tarmac. We had long since run out of food and water. It had been about 20 hours. A man went into cardiac arrest on the plane right in front of me. Joe saves his life. He's too modest. He says he didn't do this, but he did indeed, because I was really trying not to like this man. It was all but perfect. And anyway, we spent the next year and a half on the phone because I was on the West Coast at the time. And then when we finally saw each other again, we realized we were madly in love and were engaged within 6 months. And I just never went back to California. But within the first couple years of our relationship, even as much as we madly loved each other and still do, our past started to surface and they started to really put incredible stress on our bond. And the irony is it wasn't even us. It was intergenerational trauma and our own personal trauma and our familial trauma. And it really started to destroy our relationship. And it got to the point where we were considering splitting up, which is a horrible thing when you don't actually want to do that. You know that it's salvageable. You just don't know how to fix it. And one day, you know, we're three kids into this relationship. We really don't want to split up. But we had tried everything, traditional therapy, self-help things like Landmark and Avatar and everything we could get our hands on. Nothing was enough. I feel like we got something, almost like you get one little jewel from each thing that you study or are exposed to. But none of it was an actual fix. So I broke down to a friend of mine one day and told him the situation. And he said, I have somebody I think you need to meet. And he said, he's a little bit out there. So why don't you get his book and see if it resonates? I thought, out there does not bother me. To most people, I'm out there. Great.
Okay.
God forgive me.
I'll give you that in the state that you were in at the time. Out there would have been, you know, totally disjointed, not wanting to start a family unit. All of these things, basically, they come into play because you have all these things, these blockages in your mindset that are preventing you from moving forward. I get that. All right. So now you get the book, you read the book, and then what happens?
I didn't even open it because the man's picture was on the cover. And when I saw him, I had this deep, profound soul resonance, and I knew him. And just to clarify, I had never actually seen him before. It wasn't a knowing from this life at all. But I knew this man. I couldn't get over the connection I felt with him. So I spoke with him on the phone, and I told him the situation. And I hung up the phone feeling the same way, like, I know this person. And I trusted him, which for me was a very tall order at the time. It still is, frankly, but at the time I trusted no one. So I talked to Joe about this, and he agreed to go spend a week with this guy. And at the time, I should say that I had been on my healing journey for about 20 years, and Joe was relatively new to it. So I was telling myself that he was more of the problem than I was, which is complete nonsense. Of course, I learned that in the subsequent years, but we had agreed that he would go first to see this man. And so he spent a week with him. His name is Christopher. And the very first day, and he went under protest, by the way, but because he's wonderful and I think would do anything for our family, he went and did this. And the first day he came home, I noticed that his stress level was a little bit lighter than usual, and he was actually able to connect with our children. And that may not sound like much, but to someone who's profoundly traumatized and deeply disconnected, like this darling man would get so stressed out that he would disappear from his body. He'd be physically standing in front of me, but there'd be nobody home. And that's really scary, especially for a child. And this had been our situation. And it seemed like every time we added another child or another move or another job and the stress would build, it would get worse and worse. And I'd see the real man in there less and less. So he came home the first day and he was almost present. And I was very surprised. And ever since I had met Joe, there had also been a darkness hanging on him, a dark entity. And I always knew that it wasn't him. It felt like something from his maternal ancestral line, but it was always there, like a shadow. And that day, that Monday afternoon, this thing had moved a little bit off of him. So not much, but movement for the first time in 15 years. So then by Wednesday, Joe was laughing. And I didn't realize until it happened that I had never really heard him laugh before. This poor man was so traumatized that he was humorless, but that wasn't the real him. And he was rolling on the floor, playing with our kids and having fun. And then by Friday, the whites of his eyes were so bright. I felt like I'd never seen them before. He was fully present. And that shadow was gone. I should have mentioned Wednesday it had moved farther and farther off of him, but by Friday it was gone. And this was years ago now, and I have never seen it since. And to me, this was a miracle. I thought, okay, whatever sorcery this guy is doing over there, I need to go get some for myself as well, because this is incredible. And for the first time in years, I felt hope for our relationship. So that is how I got to Christopher in the first place. Pardon the very long answer to your question. But then the experience that I had with him myself was also a miracle. It would take weeks to really detail it, but he taught me how to transmute energy. And I'll tell one quick story to demonstrate what I mean, if that's all right.
Sure.
The first thing he told me when I got there, by the way, when he opened the door, the recognition was so powerful that we stood there in silence for what seemed like 10 minutes. It was probably only 60 seconds, but it was very mutual. And my soul was correct when I recognized him on that book. But the first thing he told me is that we had to unpack and transmute the energy of sexual abuse because it was fundamentally changing the way that I related to the world. And you know, I heard it. I didn't totally understand what he meant at the time, but I knew I needed help and that I trusted him. So I said, do what you're going to do. So for 2 hours, we worked on some of this. And to the naked eye, it didn't look like much. We did some meditations. He spoke some words. He had me speak some words. We talked through a lot of things. And we certainly moved some energy around, but it didn't feel like anything earth-shattering. So when he said, okay, go take a lunch break, I wasn't expecting very much. Now, that morning, when I had arrived, I had taken my Uber to the address they had given me, and I couldn't find the building. It was on this in Marina Del Rey in Los Angeles, this beautiful neighborhood with houses right on the beach. And all the addresses were very evident, except this one. And I finally realized it had to be the house that was under construction, covered in scaffolding and construction workers. And my heart stopped when I saw it because I had to walk through this construction crew to get to the front door. And as I'm sure most women will tell you, that is not a pleasant experience. And I had had a previous experience that went very, very badly that started that way. So I was scared. But after what I saw go on with Joe, I was going to make it to this guy. So I forced myself to put my head down, barrel through the construction workers and get to this building. And there was one guy who was particularly vulgar that got right in my way and tried to physically stop me from getting in. And that's only important because of the next part of the story. So 2 hours later, after my first session with Christopher, I walked down the hall, getting ready to go to lunch, hit the elevator button, and the elevator door opens and it's a tiny little elevator. And the only other person in it is this construction worker, the one who was particularly mannerless. And I think my heart skipped a beat and I almost ran for the stairs, but I thought, no, I'm not going to be displaced by this person. So I got into the elevator, but I had my, my armor on. I was prepared. I knew what was coming, but instead this man looked down at the floor. He wouldn't even meet my gaze. And he said, excuse me, I hope you don't mind my saying so, but you look very beautiful today. And I thought, what? Did something fall on your head in the last 2 hours? Because this is a far cry from the person I met this morning. And I was very confused. I had no idea what was going on. And he didn't say anything else for the rest of the trip. And then we got downstairs and he tipped his hat to me and let me pass. And the whole walk to lunch was about 15 minutes. I couldn't understand this. I thought, what in the world is going on here? And then while walking to lunch, I had to walk through a big crowd of young, drunk kids. It was a beach area, so a lot of people are there on vacation. So a bunch of frat guys are there partying, and I had to walk right through them. And this is another scenario that would normally have been a nightmare for me or probably any woman. And I thought, dear God, here we go. So I'm putting on my armor. But to my great surprise, a similar thing happened. They parted like the Red Sea. One of them said, have a lovely day, ma'am. I was like, ma'am, what is going on? And I was so surprised I actually dropped my bag. And one of them swooped in to pick it up, handed it to me. No funny business, no comments, nothing. I thought, what on earth is happening right now? So anyway, throughout my lunch hour, I had a couple more experiences very much like these. So I finally got back and I sat down with Christopher and I said, what did you do to me? He said, simple. We removed the frequency of sexual trauma from your vibration. So you're no longer sending it out like a signal, inviting that experience to repeat over and over and over, which had certainly been my experience in the subsequent, or the, excuse me, the prior 20 years. And finally, I understood what he meant when he said we needed to transmute that energy. So that means to literally change it into something else. So in my case, he taught me how to take this low vibrational dark energy that was inviting more trauma into something high vibrational that actually serves me and the population. And I would not be able to do the work with children that I do now if I had not dealt with my own trauma first. As frankly, I wouldn't be effective.
Well, it goes back to the old biblical saying about taking the speck out of your own eye before you take it out of your brother's. But the thing is, I mean, now you're walking in love. You're walking in the spirit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you have acclimated and transmuted, as you say, and gotten rid of the past issues that have been basically in your conscience, bogging you down. And it's not that you buried them. It's just you basically just said, okay, I'm done with this. I'm moving on. And so now we're in a different situation, a different setting where you have gone out and now you are doing the Lord's work in helping kids who have gone through the same process. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, yes. And many others. I mean, children, the kids that I meet and work with have been through more than most people, I think, even know is possible to go through at such a young age. And it's truly horrific. But if I hadn't had this experience myself, I would have no idea how to actually help them. Because, you know, therapy is one thing, and I would certainly never poo-poo it or say you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. We're all on our own journey. You have to do what works for you. But in my case, I had tried everything I could get my hands on. So had my husband, for that matter. And it was a Band-Aid at best. You can bring it all to the surface and talk about it all day long. But unless you find a way to actually change that energy, it's not going anywhere. It's going to continue to inform every interaction for the rest of your life. So I'm so grateful to have learned how to actually change it and dissolve it, because now I do the same thing for these children. And it's wonderful. I wish I didn't have this job. I wish there wasn't a job to have. But as long as there is, I will be helping however I can.
Well, so you figured out how to bless other people's lives. And that starts with the young ones that are going through the same thing that you went through, and maybe even worse traumas than that. The one thing about this whole process that kind of gets me is that sometimes, because of the people who are downtrodden that have gone through this type of thing, it isn't just their self-esteem that's affected by this, it's their health. And they get sick and they drive themselves into sickness. When you went through all of this enlightenment, doing what you did with Christopher, did you find yourself changing the traits and all the things necessary, and all of a sudden now you started to feel healthier and do healthier things? I mean, you got a husband who's obviously the Florida Commissioner of Health, so I got to ask, you know, because now he's into it, you're into it. You both been to the same guy. You both have gotten tuned in. You're now tuned into each other. But the thing is did you notice when your attitude changed and you transmuted all this garbage out, did your health also change?
Unbelievably. So that's another part of the story. And this one I detail greatly in the book, but I had actually been sick for years before I met him. By the time I was 2 years old, I was having such severe migraines that everyone thought I had a brain tumor. People were taking me to doctors all over the place and specialists trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And these migraines persisted my entire life. And then, so I was on medication and all kinds of things for years. And then when I went off that medication to conceive our first child, my health just fell off a cliff. I became so sick. Forgive me for oversharing, but just if there's anyone in your audience who can relate, I want to say it. I was vomiting 50 to 100 times a day. I had to be on an IV most of my pregnancy. I was in the hospital most of my pregnancy. I was so ill and nobody could figure out why. I had every doctor you can imagine, a pain doc, an OB, and the brain docs and everybody, and nobody knew what was going on. And mercifully, my baby was very healthy. It was just me I looked like a skeleton who'd swallowed a bowling ball. It's not pretty.
But the thing is that you were not forthcoming with any of this information. You were still internalizing all of this at your first child. So all this excess baggage was still there. And yes. That's why you were sick. You blame that for that very reason.
Yeah. And I didn't know at the time. I had no idea. And so I stayed sick for about 18 months after I had my first baby because I'm married to a traditional Western medical doctor, right? And he is he was a product of the system he came up in, as was I. And so when I was in the hospital, the doctors were putting me on more and more medication with more and more side effects, and then more medication to treat those side effects. And I finally reached the point where I was so dissociated and so numb that I felt nothing. And I knew if I stayed on that path, it was going to kill me. And so it took almost 2 years after that baby, but I finally walked away from all of it. And so my physical healing journey did start before I met Christopher, but I was only able to make so much progress until I unloaded all of that emotional trauma. And then the progress after that was miraculous. I didn't realize that after therapy, which is so slow and kind of like a cow chewing its cud for years on end and you don't necessarily get anywhere, I didn't know that healing could actually be instantaneous, incredibly transformational, and permanent. Now, it's not pretty or easy, but it's amazing. And so, yes, after I unloaded all that, my health became incredible. I'm finally in the best health of my life, thanks to this work.
Well, congratulations for that. And see, the Lord has just, it's amazing how divine intervention works, isn't it?
Yes.
That's one of the reasons why I'm glad you wrote the book, folks. For those of you who want to get a copy of it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that it's on Amazon. And do you sell it on your website as well, Brianna?
Not yet. I'm working on it. I'm a bit of a Luddite, to be honest with you. So this website stuff is new for me. But in the near future, yes, it will be available, as will autographed copies. They'll be available on my website within a couple of weeks.
Wonderful. Now, do you, when you have this program, you explain the program on your website, and is there like contact information for people that have children that need this kind of help through your website, or do you get referrals through your NGOs?
Yes, the latter. Now, people can contact me. I absolutely will help if I can. Very often, I find that people need help from others. So I do refer out. Sometimes I do take private clients. For the most part, I work with nonprofit kids. But I am open to it. So feel free to contact me. And if I'm not the right fit, I will do my best to get you to the person who is.
Well, we appreciate that and your time spent with us here. And good luck with the book, of course. I'm assuming that people have bought it and have benefited from it, and the feedback's been good.
It's actually been an amazing blessing, which is the only reason I read it. Yep, I'm happy, girl.
Wonderful. Thank you, Brianna Latipo. We appreciate you and the work that you and your husband are doing. And I appreciate the fact that because he went to Christopher, he has now emboldened himself to stand up with Governor Ron and do the right thing and make the right calls, despite the political pushback that you've been getting. It's just going to happen. It's inevitable. But, you know, Godspeed to both of you. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, you got the goods. Now make use of them. Thank you so much, Brianna. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
And heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If there's anything you want to chime in on. We were talking before the interview about how the IRS is being weaponized against small businesses. Now, first off, don't let that discourage you from starting one up. And you have to understand that what they're doing, they claim that, and I'm talking about the IRS and Danny Werfel and all these, you know, the commissioner and all this other nonsense because of the current administration, the way they're behaving. They're focusing on what we call pass-throughs. Now, for those of you that don't quite understand how that works, and you should read the whole article on our email blast, and we hope you do. Pass-through entities, complex or otherwise, used by high-income earners, are like hedge funds. And way back when, Inside Job, The Big Short, all that, when they securitized stuff, pass-through entities called common law, complex common law trusts were set up. And this is where Wall Street got into trouble. Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, all of them. They set up a pass-through so that the trustee is basically bankruptcy remote and tax exempt. So in other words, they have no assets, they have no liabilities because they have no income. And therefore, you know, all the expenses and everything are borne by somebody else. And so there's nothing to take to bankruptcy court to restructure in a Chapter 11. So the pass-through entity means that when the borrower makes the payment to the mortgage loan servicer, it passes through the complex trust to the investors who then pay the tax on it. All right. Now, a lot of people out there have decided that they were going to, and we're talking about the wealthiest tax filers here, that the IRS wants to hold accountable. They want to set up pass-through entities. The basically what happens is the business doesn't pay the tax on its revenues. Instead, it's passed on to the owners of a business who then file their taxes based on the individual tax rate instead of the big tax rate. So somewhere, somehow, these pass-throughs like subchapter S corporations, and I'm not giving financial advice here, I'm just based on experience, because I have a sub S, all right? So understand that I got deductions. I've got expenses. The next thing I anticipate is they're going to try to close loopholes and they're going to eliminate certain deductions to make it less attractive to do any of this stuff. This is how they're choking off the economy. They say that they want to go after high income earners. Don't you believe it for 1 minute. Anybody that's got a LLC with a sub S attached to it, meaning that the LLC doesn't make any money. You know, all that gets deducted and that money's got to get passed through somehow. So like if you're a single member LLC, for example, let's take that to keep it easy to understand. If you're a single entity, a single member LLC, that means after all these expenses that you get to write off, and like I said, the CPAs have told me that you get up to 75 deductions as a sub S. You only get 35 as a sole proprietor. You don't get those advantages, which is why sole proprietors get hammered more by the IRS, audited more, milked more for tax dollars. I speak from experience here. Then do LLCs, even with a sub S status. It basically means that once you rid everything of deductions, what's left over gets passed on to you. And that's what you pay your personal income tax rate at the individual level when you get any money out of the business. And you 1099 yourself with whatever's left in the account. And at the end of the day, you know, you can leave money in there for doing whatever, settling accounts or whatever, but the majority of that passes through in a sub S circumstance to the single member LLC, who then writes it off as a 1099 and not a W-2, depending on how your contracts are structured. Yes, you can take W-2 income if you have to, because you're the single member LLC. You can be an employee. This is something that I tell people. If you have a business out there and you are not using a certified public accountant that has studied this stuff, you are making a fatal mistake, because I feel like these people are not done screwing with mom and pop businesses. Enough of that comment. Amazon, by the way, for those of you who are Prime members that like paying that monthly fee, well, guess what? This company has found another way to get you to pay more for the privilege of not watching commercials on Amazon Prime Video. That's what they're going to do. They're going to start ramping it up starting early next year. They're going to insert commercials in its entertainment content with what is shaping up to be an industry-wide shift toward ad-supported streaming. And if you don't want to watch it, you got to pay more. Tyson and Purdue You understand that? Do you know what these people are? Very well acquainted with them. They are produce companies that basically produce a third of the poultry sold in the United States. Tyson and Perdue. They labor to produce a third of the poultry sold in the U.S. Now they're under federal investigation into whether they relied on migrant children to clean slaughterhouses, which is some of the most dangerous work in the country. The Labor Department opened the inquiries after an article in the New York Times Magazine published this week last found migrant children working overnight shifts for contractors in the company's plants on the Eastern Shore of Virginia. Kids as young as 13 were using acid and pressure hoses to scour blood, grease, and feathers from industrial machine. The meat processing is among the nation's most hazardous industries, and federal law bans miners from working in slaughterhouses because of the high risk of injury. The Times article focused on one child, Marcos Cux, whose arm was mangled in a conveyor belt last year as he sanitized a deboning area in the Purdue plant. He was in the eighth grade, and he was working an overnight shift and got his arm caught in the conveyor belt. And so now child labor investigators are combing over these two. Gee, it sounds like maybe some folks are going to consider boycotting Tyson and Perdue products. I already don't buy Tyson foods. No way. You don't know what's in them. And I sure don't want to buy Perdue. Sure don't want to do that. Wow. By the way, Richard Gage is on tour right now with his 9/11 tour. And you might even be able to schedule your own appearance to wake up your local citizenry just by going to RichardGage911 at .substack.com. Or you can just go to RichardGage911.org, G-A-G-E, and make contact with him. He's got quite the presentation. It's 2 hours long. And all those doubting Thomases out there, once they see it, wow, they will be convinced. We have an unidentified caller on the phone. What say you?
Am I on?
You are.
Hello. Okay. I was going to talk on income taxes, but, I will say Phyllis Schlafly said that we're paying a high price for cheap chicken parts. You know, I guess, used to sell whole chickens and people cut them up themselves, but, anyway, what I was going to call about taxes, I think you're going at it more complicated than you need to. Another guest on your show says you only need to pay income tax on income or money that you make from the U.S. government, whether you've been in business with the government or you get paid for the, from the government, like, a, say, a mail route or something like that. And you use a form 4852 to rebut what your employer sends in to you. Don't send in the W-2, you send in this form 4852, and then you put on your 1040, the actual income you make from the government, which wouldn't be much unless you have like treasury bonds or gains from those or some other, you know, privilege from the government. So his name was Peter Eric Hendrickson, if you want to have him back on the show.
Okay, Peter Eric Hendrickson, our producers are making a note of that. So let me ask you a question, since it's obvious, Mr. Anonymous, that you subscribe to this guy's philosophy. Have you indeed yourself filed a form 4852 and seen it work for you?
Oh, I wouldn't want to comment on my taxes.
No, but I'm just talking yes or no. Have you filed a 4852? Yes or no? That's all I wanted was a yes or no answer, not a comment.
I would rather not comment on that, on my personal stuff.
Then I will.
But I'm throwing it out there for other people to look into it.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. You see, and now that, to me, even if I explained it or tried to explain it in the simplest terms as far as pass-through and what pass-through is all about, I'm just talking about pass-through. Now, I was going through my and just doing the final editing, because this is another thing I'm going to, I told you I was going to put out Doom to Repeat. I was going to put that manuscript out. Okay. And I was going to do it on my Substack page. Now I want to go through a little item that is on page 101 that I'm going to relate to you right now. And not giving you legal advice, I'm quoting case law here. I don't know if you remember the Judge Learned Hand. Remember that? He lived from 1872 to 1961. He was a judge at the U.S. Court of Appeals, and he was involved in the 1934 Second Circuit decision, Gregory v. Helvering. And, of course, it was affirmed in 293 U.S. 465, which is a Supreme Court case. Here's how it reads. Anyone may arrange his affairs so that his taxes shall be as low as possible. He is not bound to choose that pattern which best pays the treasury. There is not even a patriotic duty to increase one's taxes. Over and over again, the courts have said that there is nothing sinister in so arranging affairs as to keep taxes as low as possible. Everyone does it, rich and poor alike, and all do right, for nobody owes any public duty to pay more than the law demands. I made sure that that paragraph from Gregory v. Helvering and that comment by Justice Learned Hand made it into my book. That means that tax avoidance is not illegal. For those of you out there that want to beat yourself up and just write the check to a government for everything you own and everything you have because, oh, it's your patriotic duty. No, that's not what this case law says. But telling people to go look into a Form 4852, yeah, I get the idea. This would be like anyone else that's having issues with wanting to be a non-filer and calling the show or emailing me and saying, well, my son has gotten into this thing where he's a sovereign and he doesn't want to file and pay a tax. Okay. I go back to my time spent in the late 80s and early 90s watching friends of mine who got involved in stuff like this going to jail. We're talking federal prison for 3 years. All right. Now, you have to ask yourself, and some of these people were in their 70s and retirees and were non-filers. We're sovereign citizens and we don't have to pay. Okay. I get it. You're upset with the system. The system doesn't have answers. There's no way you see around it. Apparently, nobody sat you down and educated you because a lot of people, like airline pilots, people I knew that were involved in this stuff, they knew how to fly an airplane, but they sure as hell didn't know how to do their taxes. And so, you know, without giving legal or financial advice and not getting any, these people were facing the Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS, the CID. These are the guys that allegedly make up the 21, whatever, or 87,000 armed IRS agents that are going to come to your door and arrest you. And if you try to fight them, they'll shoot. Maybe they'll shoot themselves in the foot before they shoot you. But the intention is very clear. They come in heavy to scare the hell out of you and make you compliant. Okay. Again, without giving financial advice on the show and extracting from the call we just got that was anonymous, I get it if you don't want to hang your hat on something like this, but I caution people. There's even an OMB form that you can use to withdraw from Social Security. Yeah, you can volunteer out. People are going to go, where do I get that? Where do I get that? Well, here's the thing. There are consequences to filing any of these forms. much the same as there are consequences for volunteering into the programs that you volunteered into, which are Article I administrative programs. They come with strings attached. And attempting to void these without legal or financial assistance could be fatal. I leave it at that. The U.S. space agency NASA has successfully recovered a capsule over the weekend containing the largest asteroid samples ever retrieved following a 7-year voyage through deep space. It was carrying a payload of rubble and dust from the near-Earth asteroid Bennu, which will help scientists better understand how our solar system was formed and how Earth came to be habitable. Maybe it will shed some light on these climate change nutcases and what isn't true and what's not, you know, what's not true and what is true. Maybe they'll figure that out. Remember the old song, "Shine On, Shine On Harvest Moon"? Remember that one? Hanging Low, Harvest Moon, by the way, coming into September. It's going to be bigger as a fourth and final supermoon of 2023. And what to know about it? Hanging like some giant jack-o'-lantern in the sky, seeming to linger longer than usual for farmers in the field so they can finish reaping before the frost. That's how it came to be known as the Harvest Moon. It's going to be a super moon to beat, making the autumn sky night glow even more grandly than usual. On September 28th at sunset, the full moon will rise in the east at 9:30 your local time. But it won't reach peak illumination until exactly 5:57 a.m. Eastern time the next day. So technically speaking, it falls on September 29th, for those of you that want to view that, all right? Under surveillance state, it's really funny that this article that we posted on the email blast came from experts in Canada. But I thought, you know, if it's happening there, you know, these are the experts' tips on what to do if you're being carjacked amid the rash of Toronto incidents. So there must be a lot of carjackings in Toronto. Americans, I put in the headline, there are options to giving up your car if you get carjacked. What to do? It's called the Second Amendment. They may not do it in Canada, but boy, I've heard a lot of stories about what they do in the United States, and it's a little different than what's going on in Toronto. So those of you in Toronto feeling a little bit on edge as you're dealing with these, understand what people in the United States are thinking, especially if they're packing heat. Somebody tries to carjack this sucker. They're going down. That's deprivation of life, liberty, and property. And, well, you know, is use of the Second Amendment to defend yourself? Yeah, is that self-defense if somebody comes at you in a furtive manner trying to deprive you of life, liberty, or property? Sure is. A study has revealed growing numbers of parents and high school students are worried about technologies that are monitoring students' online activities. And how it's used in American schools is not the same for all students. For many years already, tech experts, aka Silicon Valley parents, have taken drastic measures to limit their own kids' use and exposure to screens. This includes sending their kids to low-tech and or no-tech schools, as well as making their nannies sign no-screens contracts. And we've included them here in the email blast for those of you concerned parents out there that are interested. Dane Wigington at geoengineeringwatch.org has a new global alert news out for those of you interested. There's a commentary also which may clarify the connection between the Bidens and the Chinese Communist Party about the administration's push to transform the U.S. economy through overregulation and suppression of oil and gas exploration while heavily subsidizing so-called renewable and expensive energy sources such as wind and solar, which not only ignores the key to economic growth, which is cheap energy, but also plays right into the hands of the top threat to the American Republic, the Chinese Communist Party. Now we have another story on here also about why did Bill Gates make a sudden U-turn on climate doom narrative? Wow. He doesn't do it unless he's got a reason and it benefits him. A federal judge, by the way, has struck down a Biden administration rule that would place restrictions on an offshore oil and gas lease sale. Yeah. Judge James Kane, Western District of Louisiana, ordered the Biden administration to expand its sale of Gulf of Mexico oil leases later this month. So Biden doesn't get everything he wants. Yeah. We didn't quite get to all of the stories, but they are available on the email blast that you're going to be getting. Health stories, gardening, farming, and homesteading, COVID-related news, good news, and stuff in case you missed it, and news about your pets. We might just have to do a little half hour after hour today because of all that. I don't want you to miss out on details, but in the meantime, God bless all of you. Thank you for joining us today, whatever mode you were able to join us. Stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.